Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Jennifer Hufsteller, Vice President of the Data Platforms Group and General Manager of Strategy for the Xeon and Memory Group at Intel. Welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me, Allison. Glad to be back.
So Jennifer, you've got a new role focused on strategy. Tell me about how that relates to our data platform portfolio.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Allison. In my new role, I will be looking at strategy not only for the Xeon product and platform itself, but really in conjunction with Intel's broad portfolio of ingredient products, inclusive of our FPGAs, our ASICs, our connectivity group, and our many accelerator products. So really partnering together to build a comprehensive strategy to deliver the data center solutions for the future.
That's why I knew you were the perfect person to have on the show for this podcast. Intel just made a slew of announcements about new products coming to market that further the vision of enabling our customers to do more with data. Can you talk a little bit about the products that were introduced and how they fit into that broader strategy?
One of the core visions that we've had for many years in the Data Platforms Group is really looking towards this network transformation, this build-out of 5G. And what you see culminating in those recent product announcements is the breadth of our product portfolio really becoming instantiated to deliver on that vision that we've had for many years. So we all know that data is going, both the supply and the demand is going to grow exponentially. And we want to make sure that we're building the portfolio of products that help that network and that cloud infrastructure rise to that challenge. The highlights include our all new Intel Atom P5900. This is a core platform for 5G base stations, a market that we weren't even relevant in a few years ago. We've expanded our second gen Xeon Scalable product line, basically expanding the reach and the value for customers across all of the data center architectures, whether it's in network, cloud, data management systems, and beyond. Additionally, today, we've got some announcements around those increasingly important portions of the portfolio. When you're talking about this data being created and generated, we know we need to move it, store it, and process it. And so what we're delighted to announce today is after many years of investment, we've got a few additional announcements from our broad network portfolio that include some new features in our Intel Ethernet 700 series adapter, as well as our first new structured ASIC for the network platform and this broader Intel Atom P5900 platform.
This is all based on a primary focus on integrating capabilities for 5G networks, which is so interesting. And it reflects, I think, the growing importance of this network business to our larger data platform strategy. And you mentioned that base stations have just been delivered with the Atom processor plus a platform of silicon that really displays Intel's ability to deliver platform foundations for different customer challenges. Tell me about the Atom P5900 and how it formed this foundation for the 5G base station market.
So for decades, what we've seen is the industry really believed that these wireless base stations were always going to be in this domain of these purpose-built custom ASICs, and that something flexible like Intel architecture would never work. But as we partnered with the communication service providers on that journey of network transformation, they really started to see the scale, the scalability, the flexibility, and the economics that that virtualized cloud architecture could provide. Once they saw it in their core network, they then were able to see the benefits could extend out even to the edge of their network, including these wireless access base stations. So this new product line, the Intel Atom P5900, was really designed in collaboration with the world's 5G leaders. These solutions are based on our all-new 10-nanometer process, and they are the first standard high-volume foundation for mobile access networks. in partnering with them in this definition, we knew that we had to focus on delivering low power in a high density solution with a scalable software ecosystem that could truly support the 5G high bandwidth, low latency, and the network slicing capabilities that would be required for this new standard. They're tremendously performant, delivering up to 24 cores. They include integration of our high-performance Intel Ethernet. They also include the integration of that QuickAssist technology, which helps with the compression and crypto acceleration, which is just paramount for the network movement of data. And of course, where these base stations go is just about everywhere in the world. And so we've made sure that these products really operate in a temperature range from minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit up to 185. So in partnership with these key leaders, we really think we've hit a home run with the design of this platform.
I think that one of the most interesting things about this is just seeing the change of the platform requirement from moving from 4G or LTE to 5G and the types of workloads that are going to be run on these base stations really drove the platform change and the opportunity for Intel to deliver this value. What has the response in the industry been?
Really overwhelming. We're seeing this trend continue from the core network with the communication service providers all the way out to those that are building the solutions for these edge services, these design wins for the 5G base stations. So these are really the who's who of the 5G infrastructure build out, and they have been the first ones to partner with us and to really see the opportunity that exists by deploying the Intel architecture and being able to achieve those design criteria, but also offer that flexibility and scalability that the Intel architecture offers.
And when you look at the deployments of 5G access, this is really a critical element of the broader proliferation of 5G. So I can't wait to hear about how operators are using this technology as they ready the world for 5G networks. We expanded our second generation Xeon Scalable platforms, our flagship product, and the world's fastest ramping Xeon in history. Tell me about that and what this delivers in terms of core capabilities for our customers.
Yeah, so we are really excited to expand the offering of our market-leading Xeon Scalable processor. In this announcement, we have added 18 new processors. They're addressing a couple of different vectors in our customer base. In one perspective, we're delivering up to 36% higher performance, and that is delivered through the addition of cores, additional cache, or even boosting CPU frequencies to what will now be basically the industry-leading frequency, and being able to offer that at some of the most critical price points for our customers.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point because we're talking about this in terms of network, but this is going to have broad applicability across our customer groups, given that Xeon powers so many different environments. What's the industry response been to this?
Our customers are really excited about the opportunity to provide this. These processors will basically fit in and provide a very fast time to market for our ecosystem or even the enterprise or cloud customers that are consuming that. So within our unmatched global ecosystem, we're seeing dozens of the manufacturers are going to be introducing servers close to around this time frame across well over a couple hundred platforms in the ecosystem. So by delivering this performance into platforms that already exist, it's really speeding time to market, and we're seeing that ecosystem really take advantage and move quickly on deploying this.
Now, you also mentioned a couple other product moves from Intel, which really round out our data-centric portfolio. The first one was our enhancements to our Ethernet 700 series, introducing new variants that include hardware-enhanced precision time protocol. Why is this critical, and how does it relate to 5G?
As you can imagine, with the advent of 5G and edge services starting to take off, those services are going to require high performance, low latency, and they're going to create increasing demand for high precision signal timing on the network. Those services could include emergency response, industrial control, energy grid management, and many more use cases. When these applications require that precise timing across multiple clocks, they need to ensure that the time sources are performing as expected. And that's where this new capability, the hardware enhanced precision time protocol, which was designed specifically to meet these 5G requirements, has been added to our Intel Ethernet 700 series network adapter. So what this feature does is it increases the timing precision in accordance with IEEE standards, and it's able to access global positioning system clocks for cross-network 5G service synchronization. And it's targeting 100 nanosecond phase accuracy. So if you think about all those new edge services being stood up with the advent of 5G and the increased performance and lower latency, they're now going to be able to achieve the timing, performance, and precision of very expensive and specialized timing appliances by now using mainstream standard Intel-based servers with this new Intel Ethernet 700 series adapter with the hardware-enhanced precision time protocol.
Now, rounding out the portfolio is the introduction of the new structured ASIC codename Diamond Mesa. This is related to the Atom P5900 platform. Tell me about this and how it reflects on the integration of ASIC capabilities into our portfolio.
So Diamond Mesa is going to be our first new structured ASIC that will be introduced to the market since our acquisition of a company called eASIC back in September of 2018. These solutions will begin deployment a little bit later next year. What is a structured ASIC? It's basically something that is going to help balance the configurability and the fast time to market of an FPGA, but with the power efficiency and the purpose-built performance of a custom ASIC. So this is a really unique offering that we're bringing to the market, whereas an ASIC is a single-function, custom-built chip. They do one thing really well, but it requires a lot of investment to design them and to build a full solution around them. Conversely, an FPGA brings that software programmability and the multiple functions, and it can be infinitely changed and programmed. But the customer investment is then in the software, and they may or may not use all of the processing power of that FPGA. So it might not be as power or performance efficient as the ASIC. So the structured ASIC really strikes that middle ground where the hardware is defined within a range of usages, and it can be programmed in software at the factory so you really get maximum performance and efficiency for that specific task. And it'll really deliver a good benefit for the customer with regards to their engineering investment. So just as a metric to give you an example, Diamond Mesa is going to target up to 2x the performance or half the power of its predecessor, which was the eASIC and 3XS. These products are going to work in conjunction with our overall Intel processors, our FPGAs, and the rest of the Intel product portfolio to deliver complete solutions for the 5G radio access networks for edge computing, embedded control systems, and other applications like aerospace and beyond.
Fantastic. Now, Intel also announced that we have a new enhancement to our Select Solutions portfolio. Can you tell me about Select Solutions and how this fits into the other disclosures for the day?
Yeah, Intel Select Solutions are this verified workload optimized set of solutions that we put in place to really help accelerate that customer time to deployment. We have over 17 solutions available across a wide range of usages, and all of those will be updated for this new enhanced set of products for second gen Xeon Scalable, and they're going to deliver even greater performance. So you'll really be able to take advantage of course, that built-in AI acceleration that only Xeon Scalable processors have. We'll update the Select Solutions around artificial intelligence to support that with these new processors. So really, it just continues to extend our investment in this portfolio of solutions to help all customers take full advantage of not only our Xeon Scalable processors, the features within them, but also that full breadth of the Intel portfolio across connectivity, storage, and our various accelerator products.
Well, there was a lot to unpack here, Jennifer. Thank you for walking us through the product and solutions announcements today. One final question for you. Where can folks find out more information about what you talked about today, more context about what this means for our industry ecosystem, and how customers can take advantage of these new products as they hit the shelves in the coming weeks?
The simplest way is just to search for the Intel Newsroom. There'll be a lot of information about all the announcements made here today, and you'll be able to find out more about each of the products.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today. It's always great to have you on Chip Chat. Come back soon.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit Chip Chat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.